The Dave and Darren Podcast, only on Nacho Radio.
Hello there.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
Mic me up.
I believe you're ready to play. Welcome to the Top 5 Things, everybody. My name is Dave. I hope you know my partner, Darren. And also joining us at random intervals beyond our control, conservative commentator S.E. Cup.
Really?
Have you been hearing any of this?
No.
I guess you wouldn't know about this. A couple of days ago, we need to address this.
We've been hacked?
A couple of days ago, I'm getting texts like crazy from listeners saying, what's up with S.E. Cup? You know who S.E. Cup is?
Yes.
The bosomy, glass-wearing, smoker's voice conservative commentator.
Who's trying to defend her position.
Well, she tries.
Sometimes she tries, sometimes she doesn't try so hard.
Sometimes
it's indefensible.
I get like 3 or 4 texts, what's up with S.E. Cup? And I think, okay, well, this must be a story I need to look into. Hmm. Is there something going on there? No, I guess the people that we have arrangements with, Podbean, the host of our podcast.
Okay.
They were inserting randomly in the middle of like a thought. Like you'd be in the middle of a sentence and they were inserting these commercials for a S.E. Cup podcast.
No, we can't have that.
Well, now here's the thing. We were getting paid for it.
No, we weren't.
No, we were. We were. But I did this. None of this was discussed with us. They just put it in there, and then they said, "Oh, we thought you'd be excited to be a part of this." I said, "No, you can't just put commercials in."
Well, you can.
So I immediately said, "No, we want nothing to do with that. Remove it immediately." So S.E. Cup should not be showing up on our shows. Now, if she is, please let us know.
Okay. Well, she demanded it.
Yeah. Now, you and I did make $6 as a result of her coming in and ruining the podcast.
Whoa.
That's $3.
Whoa.
That's $3 a piece.
Whoa. Let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Well, I'm not.
I mean, as long as they're willing to put these commercials in some sort of maybe paused area.
Well, maybe this is a conversation we have.
Whoa.
Because I think I could tell them, okay, put it here, and then they would put it where we wanted it. But they were just, again, we had no idea what it was, and it was just showing up. I don't know if it was in the middle or the beginning. People were giving me various stories about when she was showing up.
How many times did she show up?
I think it was a couple of shows.
But once per show.
You know, it better have been once per show. I don't know, guys. How much S.E. Cup were you dealing with? I don't know. If she's showing up like 5 times in a show.
And I would kind of prefer,
they're giving us $6, Darren.
$6? I would tend to rather approve.
I would rather
approve who ends up on the show.
This is the thing. I said that we're not disinterested in commercial because the thing is, it turns out
reached out before.
Yeah, well, we have a big enough audience that it makes sense for these national companies to want to advertise on the show, which is great. That's not bad for us.
But
we have to know who it is and where it's going.
Yes.
So that's what I kind of changed things around and said, you know,
we might have been in the middle of a cut uncut.
Right. It would be one thing if we said, we'll be right back after these messages, and then you heard a commercial for, I don't know about S.E. Cup, but something along those lines.
Dixie Cup.
Now you're talking. So for those of you that were wondering, and we apologize for that showing up, we really didn't know anything about it.
Didn't know it was happening.
Right. Now, again, having said all of this, we're not saying absolutely not to national sponsorships of the show. We just need to kind of know what's going on. We shouldn't be finding out from our listeners what's going on our own podcast, right?
And that is a public service announcement.
S.E. Cup!
Because these podcasters are hurting!
Well, we're doing all right. But, yeah, I just, I get all these texts about S.E. Cup. I'm like, what? Did she say something? Because I just assumed I got a bunch of handcuffs.
Is she a fan?
I can't see how she's not. we're pretty great. Yeah, and we do have listeners all across, I mean, the country. So that would make some sense. And again, we'll be right back after this word from SC Cup and her Weekend Warriors. I guess it's another, it's a podcast that she does. So she wanted to advertise, not her, her, I'm sure she has no idea who we are, but whoever it is that places commercials for SC Cup's podcast wanted to be on our show, which is great, but we need to know. We need to know about that before it happens. We should be aware of that before it happens. We shouldn't be finding out from our audience. Commercials are showing up at random times.
So what they were doing, what is very popular in the radio world,
okay,
and I suppose popular in the podcast world, is as opposed to asking permission, you ask for forgiveness later.
Yeah. I wasn't happy, and then they explained, well, you know, you're getting paid for these ads. And I said, that doesn't matter, but how much are we getting paid? It's the principle of the thing. And speaking of principle,
we're talking about what sort of principle on that is there.
what kind of return are we getting? So I think if you go back and re-download those shows, because she shouldn't be on them.
Certainly the more we're paid, the less principled we are.
I'll be dead honest. I think you'll all be disappointed if we get more of these national ads. Who we don't say no to. I think you're all going to be shocked. Because, I mean...
Now a very informative word from the good people at the National Rifle Association.
I think we get something... I mean, it's like half a cent up an impression or something. But we somehow made $6.10. So, well, I mean, that goes in the fund.
She was on a lot then.
She must have been.
$6.
A lot of you were listening
to
it.
That's more money than Everclear made on Santa Monica last year.
That's probably true.
Which is a damn shame.
You know, it really is. It really is. I've got five things. We got to kind of get into these. You ready to go? Our apologies.
It's us and Taylor Swift fighting the man.
I'm not saying that SC Cup isn't welcome to come on our show. We just, you know, SC Cup is like a vampire. She should have to be invited to come on. Right? You have to let the right one in.
What does that mean?
It's like vampires...
Vampires can only be invited?
Oh, yeah. They can't come into your house unless you invite them. That's
one of their stipulations,
that's one of the number one rules of vampires. They can't come in your house unless you invite them in.
No breaking and entering for a vampire.
It's impossible. That's a vampire cat burglar would starve to death.
They have to charm their way in.
Yes. Sometimes they can hypnotize their way in.
Well, that barely seems fair.
If they try to come into your house without being invited, like, they start burning up.
Candy Graham.
Yeah,
They can do that thing.
Yeah. Yeah, a door-to-door vacuum cleaner salesman that's a vampire.
Or meteorologist, Gene Rayburn Jr.
Not that Gene Rayburn, though.
Not that Gene Rayburn Jr.
Who's paying for the podcast? Not SC Cup. I know that much.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the Factory of Fear.
Mm.
They probably have Dracula and vampires, and they're not only invited to be there, they're probably getting paid. Factory of Fear presents Frightmare Before Christmas. It's only two nights, Friday, December 7th and Saturday, December 8th from 7 till midnight. Tickets are just $15. VIP tickets, $20. Save $3 by bringing in a new unwrapped toy for Toys for Tots. Tickets are limited, but you can get them in advance of those two dates. You can get them online at qcfactoryoffear.com. Frightmare Before Christmas is the Quant City's only Christmas-themed haunted attraction at 5027 4th Avenue in Moline.
More like SED Cup, you know what I'm saying? I get in trouble.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to go there.
Ow.
Celebrate the holidays.
I don't care who I hurt.
Celebrate the holidays with the Factory of Fear's twisted characters, including Twitch Claws, Zombie Santa, the Grinch Man, Krampus, and this is not your shopping mall Santa. It's a horror-filled holiday event. You don't want to miss it. Factory of Fear, the Quad City's longest-running and largest indoor haunted attraction, presents Frightmare Before Christmas, two nights only, December 7th and 8th. Factory of Fear, where fear is made. Enter if you dare. Podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's very best cheesesteak, but so much more, including their Slobby Joe, slow-cooked roast beef, provolone cheese, Russian dressing, and coleslaw along with mayo. It's absolutely delicious. When you're there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. Also, make sure that you pick up some gift cards, because when you spend $25 in Capriati's gift cards now, which are the perfect gift, you're going to get $5 back in Cap Cash. Everybody loves Capriati's, extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
We'll be right back after this quick word from G. Gordon Liddy's Little Extremists. It's a podcast for children.
I think you'll enjoy it. Number one.
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 Number one.
Number one on the...
What's the secret to that flame burning your flesh? Not caring.
Let me ask you this. You know that show, because we're talking about SC Cup, I believe she's got a show on the CNN Headline News, which is like their minor leagues, the CNN minor leagues.
The kids' table?
Yeah. Yeah. You ever watch that show Out Front with Erin Burnett?
I know. I've seen it. Yes,
do they call it Out Front because of how she dresses? Because it's like, I know what's out front.
Well, here's the thing. She's had a couple kids.
Oh, has she?
She looks a little tired. I don't know how much...
It's hard work being a parent.
I don't know how much sleep she's getting.
How much any of them get.
Yes.
Like, I always wonder that when Savannah Guthrie is doing the NBC News. Savannah Guthrie and I get into work around the same time.
Pretty early.
You think I'd be at work at 5:30 at night? You're out of your mind. Do they have like a little place to go and take a nap? How does that
like
work?
Like a pod?
How does that work?
Number one.
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 Yeah.
One.
You would think you'd have to.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're not getting any younger.
Then people start putting stuff in your pod.
Fort Dodge Correctional Facility. I think that's like, is that the big one for Iowa, or Fort Madison's the big one for Iowa? There's a prison in Fort Dodge.
Okay.
And the prisoners there are now suing the state of Iowa because they want the pornography turned back on. They want the state of Iowa to restore their access to the porno they enjoyed so well.
Uh-huh.
Prisoner Alan Miles wrote in a 26-page class action complaint that the ban is nothing short of tyranny.
Now, if you
claiming
were...
the state had no regard for the Declaration of Independence or the U.S. Constitution.
If you were working there as a guard,
yeah,
wouldn't you want to go ahead and give them their porn?
Give them all the porno they want.
Right. Just
right?
Please.
Right?
Please. Let's not rile these people up.
I mean, exactly. I would have the opposite.
Let's just try to have as groovy a situation as we possibly can have.
Right. Exactly. If I was the warden of the Fort Dodge prison, my policy would be what I call the Georgia Satellites policy. Everybody, keep your hands to yourself. Alan Miles writes, the state has no regard for the Declaration of Independence or the U.S. Constitution. The class action suit wants the court to block Iowa's law that bans pornography in its state prisons, also asking the court to award each of the prisoners $25,000 in damages.
What did they damage?
Well, I mean, the fact that we haven't been able to watch porno has kind of backed us up.
Well, we've polluted ourselves.
Self-pollution, for crying out loud.
So this is a law that just went into effect?
I'm not sure how long this has been a thing.
Did we vote on this?
Because
I don't remember voting on that. Listen, but then again, some of these ballots are kind of hinky.
Look, I'm all for prisoners not having it easy.
Their punishment, yes.
Bread and water. It shouldn't be a vacation for them. Give them bread and water.
I think you have to give them vegetables.
Bread and water and occasional vegetables.
And fruit.
Jesus, what is this, a carnival cruise?
Well,
all right, fruit,
I just don't know if
water,
I don't
bread,
I don't know if
vegetables.
You can live on bread and water alone.
Okay.
I'm not saying that, you know. I'm just,
all right, listen. Give them a
spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down.
I get this yesterday on the ride home from school. Dad, you like pizza? Buddy. I think you know I love pizza. He goes, don't try it at my school. It's not even pizza. I don't know how they can call it pizza.
Huh.
It's like someone puked tomato soup on a piece of bread.
Huh.
I know. And I said, you know who would like to try it? Darren. Invite Darren for lunch sometime.
I would give it a go. I'm not saying that he's wrong.
You absolutely should go to lunch there sometime.
How can I do that?
You can just make a an appointment.
With any kid?
Well, with him. I'd have to put you down on the list.
Yes, yeah, of course.
As like a family member.
Right.
You just show up. Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
I understand pizza and pretzel bites on the menu today, huh?
Hey, kids, check out the beard.
I think the problem, though, is you, because you love awful food so much, you'd be eating
I don't hate it.
You'd be eating it at school 3-4 days a week.
Well, what's the price point?
Oh, you won't believe what Darren said at lunch today. How are you spending more time with Darren than I am?
Oh, he had a real zinger.
Oh, he told an off-color joke, and the guys at the fifth grade table were dying.
And he forged a few hall passes. He was... What time did he take off? Well, he was supposed to leave at 12:30, but he was sitting in the principal's office.
He's getting a real talking to.
Uh-huh. He was actually trying to... He was actually trying to get spanked.
There is a national shortage of helium in this country, which is making party balloons hard to find.
Before. Haven't we gone through this crisis before? Haven't we?
Well, they've been
weren't we running out of helium once before?
I know that they need it for MRI machines, right?
Yeah.
And it's much more important that people be able to have MRIs than you have
speaking funny voices.
A stupid balloon at your party. Yeah, right.
Unless, of course, you have your CAT scan tech speaking in a funny voice all the time.
If you go to Party City and try and get helium balloons, they say that there is a shortage. And at some of these Party City locations, they are not filling helium balloons. Mm,
I think we've had this problem before.
There is a shortage, and some suppliers are worse than others. Nationally, again, helium is in demand for things like welding applications and cooling things that need to be super cooled, like an MRI machine, right? So it is much more important that be a thing than you have a balloon that's
right,
up in the air.
Right, these Mylar balloon people are hurting.
Party City, Dollar Tree, and Giant Eagle are no longer providing helium-filled balloons.
Huh.
Now, Party City will still sell you a helium tank, small ones,
yeah,
that go for like $45, and then you can fill up 25 balloons.
Yeah.
But how does that make any sense?
I don't know. It just
we'll sell you the helium. You got to do
it
off-site.
It sounds to me kind of like they're in the same ball game as we are with the commercials on the podcast,
mm-hmm,
for the right price.
Helium is a natural element extracted when natural gas is extracted, but there's not a lot of it.
Hmm.
And the shortage, they say, is going to last at least through the year 2019. So helium-filled balloons are a thing of the past.
So they will be able to return in time for the 2020 conventions.
Party City, like 90% of what they sell is helium balloons. That's the
otherwise,
only.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't have helium balloons, you're just gonna it's gonna be called now just City, because there's no party here.
It's Napkin City. Different colored napkins.
Yeah.
That's all you have.
Fork City. Spoon City.
Now, Fork City, I'd at least
consider it.
I'd like to go and take a look at that.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home at 2115 East 12th Street in the village of East Davenport. Home of the new wow factor. Their massive diamond sale is going on right now. Everything in the store is on sale and up to 50% off through the entire month of November. So that means you have through Friday to get in there for that. You could win a free diamond and gold necklace valued at $599. Guess the number of diamond-shaped crystals in their diamond jar to win. The winner is going to be announced on their Facebook page on December 2nd. And coming up this weekend, they have their Christmas in the Village. That's Friday and Saturday. You're going to get a free gift with a purchase, and they're going to have refreshments as well. They're always going to help you find the perfect gift for every occasion. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. Of course, mention Nacho Radio, and with a purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, having a get-together. Let Capriotti's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, birthday party, sports party, graduation, office meeting, or corporate event. Capriotti's is sure to be a hit. Capriotti's makes those extraordinary party trays and big box lunches with subs and salads as well. Like them on Facebook. They're open 7 days a week. If you're there for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. You will get a medium sub and only have to pay for the price of a small one.
Mmm, very tasty.
Number three.
We were talking talking meatball bar last night, as a matter of fact.
When are you not talking meatball bar?
It's rare.
I need someone to explain this one to me. Judge Judy.
Yes.
Judge Judy. You ever watch the Judge Judy?
Not a bunch, but I know who she is.
I mean, the shtick is she sits there and just yells at you the whole time. Plaintiff and defendant, what she's just not happy.
What did I hear the other day? They were throwing out some number talking about what percentage of Americans think Judge Judy's on the Supreme Court.
Well, I'm not surprised to hear it. She makes more than the entire Supreme Court combined.
I'm not surprised to hear it.
Last year, pre-tax, you want to take a guess how much money Judge Judy made?
$40 million.
And this is the thing. Judge Judy's not a network television show. It's on, like, a syndicated show. Yeah. It's on at, like, what? Like, 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
Everywhere.
I used to know this. I used to have to sell Judge Judy.
I think Larry used to watch Judge Judy, or at least the judge shows. Mm-hmm. He would put in an 8-hour shift on those things.
I thought I read where Jerry Springer's coming back. He wants to do Judge Jerry.
Is he a judge?
He was a mayor.
That's what he was.
Yeah.
Cincinnati.
And I think I know why. So you think Judge Judy made $40 million. That's an outrageous sum to be Judge Judy.
It really is.
This is pre-tax now.
Uh-huh.
Pre-tax.
Yes.
Last year, Judge Judy pocketed $147 million.
How's that possible?
That's what I don't get. $147 million. She is the highest paid television host. If Oprah was still on the air, she wouldn't be making Judge Judy money. You know that?
Hmm.
Last year, she sold the rights to her Judge Judy's library. She did 5,200 episodes and also sold the rights to all future episodes of the show. She sold it to CBS for $100 million. She gets $47 million a year for hosting Judge Judy, and I guess she's the producer of another show that's called simply Hot Bench. Now, if Hot Bench is what I think it is, where they just have ladies and gentlemen sitting on a hot bench and they get more money the longer they stay on the bench, I want to watch that show.
Johnny Bench dances for your pleasure. Here comes the big red machine.
Get ready for the erotic stylings
of the 1975 Cincinnati Reds. I like to call this one the Cesar Geronimo.
Consider yourself zing.
The zing of the day. Uh-huh.
That's right.
I call this one the Oklahoma City Thunder.
The zing of the day brought to you, by the way, by the East Moline Coffee Company.
Looking for some hot bench, baby, this evening. Uh-huh. I need some hot bench, baby, tonight.
I need some Joe Morgan with my Captain Morgan.
Johnny Bench comes out and just dances. Now, just is it like my show?
With wearing nothing but blue emu.
He was Rookie of the Year 50 years ago, Johnny Bench.
Yeah, he was kind of the gold standard back in the day.
Greatest catcher ever?
Well, I don't know that that's the... A lot of people would say so. It's hard. I don't know. It's just hard to say that anybody that was that long ago was the greatest.
Interesting.
I mean, I guess the greatest, certainly the greatest of their
time. Greatest catcher
of all time.
Greatest
of their time.
Yeah, if you had to say who's the greatest catcher of all time.
Manny Sanguian. I don't know. I mean, he would, if you were to ask people, he would probably rank right up there, if not number one.
He's on the Mount Rushmore of catchers.
I suppose.
He's one of the, I mean, if you're going to say greatest catchers,
I just tend to think that athletes just physically get better, right?
Mm.
Interesting. But maybe that's not the case. I mean, a lot of people will tell you that Willie Mays is the greatest player who ever played, right?
Right. But how can they say that?
I don't know. You're telling me that in his prime he physically would be better than Mike Trout, huh?
But Mike Trout's not a catcher.
No, but Willie Mays wasn't one either.
Oh, worry, Willie Mays. We're talking about. Sorry, I just can't get erotic Johnny Bench out of my mind.
Well, you shouldn't.
When I was a kid, I had a Johnny Bench. Like, was it the Johnny Bench hitting machine?
Okay.
So it was like a ball that was on a metal post. It just basically swung around. So you just practice your swing over and over and over.
How'd that work?
I'd go out in the backyard and hit the same ball 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
And this was the thing. So I had the Johnny Bench hitting machine.
So when it came to live pitching.
But this is the problem.
I had no practice of that.
So this thing was supposed to help me with my hand-eye coordination.
Right.
And when it came to balls that were on a post,
I got it.
I could hit the hell out of it.
When do we play that?
Yeah. No, exactly.
When do
Judge Judy is the she's got a net worth of $400 million.
Huh.
She is the 48th.
She's still putting up with listening to these people's problems.
48th richest self-made woman in America.
Only 48th.
Well, that's not so bad.
No, but
she's in her 23rd season.
And is Judge Wapner dead?
Oh yeah, he's been dead for years.
What about Rusty?
She gets 10 million daily viewers a day. I guess that would be definition of daily, David.
Is that his buddy's name?
Who?
Rusty.
Rusty was the bailiff. Yes.
You know why they call him Rusty?
Let me ask you this. Who's her bailiff? You think that guy's getting a taste of this?
Mm.
What do you think the bailiff on Judge Judy gets?
And Doug Llewellyn.
I don't think Doug Llewellyn's on Judge Judy. Is he?
He's looking to make a comeback. He's got his own website.
$147 million last year. To just yell at people and tell them, I don't care about that. I don't care about that.
Well, and then there's...
Man, I've got this paperwork. I don't need to see it.
And then there's the merchandise.
Is there Judge Judy merchandise?
Oh,
there must
sure.
be, right?
Tank tops.
It's been a long time since we've done a t-shirt.
Penny whistles.
We need to do a Hot Bench t-shirt. Just so I can have one to wear.
Hot Bench.
It's just a half hour of Johnny Bench. I wouldn't
mind the occasional grade school food review by Owen.
We can have him on.
Yeah. What do you think? What was good today? What's fresh?
What's good? What's fresh?
Number four.
I stuffed my stewed tomatoes into my milk carton so I could go back and get half a hot dog.
Tell you what. We'll have that for you on the patron show.
Oh, nice.
We've got a patron show that we're doing in a couple of days.
Yeah.
Patrons, we'll be giving you Owen's grade school cafeteria review show.
Now, if we do
mm-hmm.
decide, they wouldn't be stuffing commercials into patron shows. How would they know the difference?
I don't know.
How would they know the difference?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that.
Hmm. Something to think about.
I think I can go and mess with the settings to say this one gets commercials and that one doesn't.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I'm sure I can. Yeah,
you would think that's a simple little box check.
Yeah. Patrons, you won't be hearing commercials.
No, I don't want that happening.
No. Yeah. And I don't think we're going to have to worry about it because I think I might have...
peed them off.
Well, I mean, you can't just put commercials on our show.
Well, let's talk.
And this is the thing. I know. I'm not... When I saw that $6, I thought, $6?
$6?
$6? $6.13? My goodness.
Right.
I'm going to blow George Glass.
George Glass.
I'm going to blow George Glass.
Number four on our top five things. Might be time to get the dogs in the car and head out to Burger King.
We do.
Do the dogs love Burger King?
Well, they love any place.
They just like getting out of the house?
Yeah.
They are now introducing at Burger King something called the Dogper. It's a dog bone infused with the taste of the Whopper. A dog bone that tastes like the Whopper.
Where's
the
it made?
The dog purr.
Where's it made?
A bone-shaped treat that they say emulates.
If it's made in China, don't feed it to your dog. Hmm. Anything from China, don't feed to your dog.
They say that this is exclusively available through their delivery service.
They have a delivery service?
Yeah.
That's a Yumbo.
No, that's a real thing.
How many times have you ever had Burger King delivered to your place?
No, it's you have to use a service that they use. Mm. And I would tell you the name of that service, but it strikes me they should probably advertise for us to mention it.
Good for you.
It's DoorDash. If you get a Whopper and you use the promo code DOGPER, and your order is more than $10, you'll get free delivery and you'll get a dog bone that tastes like
DOGPER.
The Whopper. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. I don't know if it's made in America. I'll look into that.
Yeah, make sure it's made in America or at least Canada.
Okay.
And parts of Mexico, but not China. Not China.
Finally.
Five.
Number five on our top five things. Not only is there a shortage of helium, shortage of Christmas trees this year. I mean, so there's the one farm in Moline that just said, we don't have any trees this year. In 2008.
What happened?
2008, there was a drought.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So the one in Moline, they planted a bunch of saplings. None of them lasted.
None of them came up.
So they have no trees.
So they had trees last year, though? But
yes.
But cut them all
it's
down.
Every year, they put new cut trees them down. In. Yeah. So the trees they planted in 2008 didn't
take
hold.
Okay, so they're
off
hold. A year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So also... Also, the Pacific Northwest Christmas Tree Association.
These trees that we're getting are 10 years old, huh?
Yeah. The Great Recession of 2008 also playing a hand in a Christmas tree shortage. There was an oversupply of Christmas trees 10 years ago, because 2008, remember, we were this close to the Great Depression happening.
It was not the best.
Great Depression 2.
Boogaloo.
yeah, back off Boogaloo. Peace and love. So,
no autographs.
They had a... They had an oversupply 10 years ago, so they planted fewer trees to save money. And the effects of that are now being felt around the country. You plant fewer trees in 2008 because the country's going to hell.
So did these and then in 2018, Christmas it's like, tree yeah. people do something else this year?
The ones in Moline are just like, sorry.
I mean, they knew, well, what about the trees that are 9 years old? We can't have those?
Nope.
Hmm.
No, you go to the one that it's is it Weifel's tree farm? The sign just says, sorry, no trees this year. See you in 2019.
I see the trees.
Those are trees for next year.
I mean, I can't see the forest for the trees, but...
There you go. I think that's going to do it for the top five things.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. And how about one of their delicious fall drinks, including their chai tea latte or their pumpkin cheesecake latte, a combination of pumpkin spice creme brulee and white chocolate. Gourmet hot, iced, frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Those make great holiday gifts. Biscotti, breakfast cookie, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, and we will have a patron-only show on Friday. So if you're not signed up, get signed up.
Yeah.
As well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. It is the holiday gift giving season, just saying. And the podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. Speaking of gift cards, Capriati's gift cards are the perfect gift. And if you buy $25 in gift cards now, you're going to get $5 back in their cap cash. Everybody loves Capriati's.
Tina, come get some ham.
Oh, I've got some ham and potatoes at home. And,
How long can you eat leftovers from Thanksgiving? I still have turkey and ham in the fridge.
Sure.
Is it still safe to eat?
It's only a week. It's not even a week old.
It's 6 days.
Oh, it's fine.
You sure?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. It could have been sitting out on your counter for 6 days. It would have been fine.
Well, for you,
it's
yes.
It's pretty difficult to get food poisoning, unless, of course, you get your hands on some bad lettuce. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. Their fresh cut meats and cheeses are absolutely delicious. When you're there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. Get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. If you're a patron, we'll see you on Friday.
Till we get a chance to do it for you then. Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities. Representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport. Yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out. Come on. And it just don't stop. East Moline. Yeah, they keeping it hot.